I'm Amanda Fama.
I'm Frank D'Abelito, WRPR News.
With the hit AMC television show The Walking Dead coming to a close on its third season, many people around the country are enthralled by the fictional characters of the show, as well as their main antagonists, zombies. Movies and shows featuring mythical characters like zombies, vampires, and wizards pull a high viewership and often have very passionate fan bases across the world. But what drives these fans to follow these kinds of creatures so closely?
We need to move now.
No one is going anywhere.
Do something.
I am doing something. I'm keeping this group together, alive. I've been doing that all along, no matter what. I didn't ask for this. I killed my best friend for you people, for Christ's sake.
The Walking Dead is a TV show based around the graphic novel by Robert Kirkman, which follows a group of survivors in a zombie apocalypse as they fight off hordes of undead. The show features a grim tone and plays off of the fact that any of the main characters can be killed off at any time.
Fans of the show often latch to their most relatable characters, which leads them to tuning in every week to see if they survive.
Why do you think people like this show so much?
For the zombies, but how people react in like a post-apocalyptic type scenario.
It incorporates the huge phenomenon of a zombie apocalypse with a actually interesting and gripping storyline that people enjoy. It's similar to The Lost show, which people really enjoyed.
There's a fantasy thing to it. People don't know what's going to happen. And I think people would like to fantasize what they would do if such a situation would rise.
Plot's really good. You kind of like grow attached to the characters and follow them, and then they kill off characters, but then you notice. So you never really know if your favorite character is going to die or not.
Who's your favorite character?
I'd say Daryl.
Definitely Daryl, because he definitely, I guess, has the best survival instincts and tools.
He's kind of like looks out for the group, but also looks out for himself.
But before zombies, the latest trend, at least for females, was the Twilight series.
I know what you are.
Say it. Out loud.
Vampire.
Twilight is a series of books aimed at adolescent girls about Bella, the main character, who falls in love with a vampire, Edward. The five films in the Twilight series each pulled over $100 million in domestic box offices, the most being Eclipse, which made just over $300 million.
Hi, what's your name?
I am Katie Callens.
Hey, do you like the Twilight Saga?
I love the Twilight Saga.
What age group do you think is really crazy about the Twilight series?
I think more than you'd actually expect, because I know it was started as kind of like a tween book, and then it kind of branched out so that older people were reading it to kind of figure out what the new kid, what the kids liked. And then also, like, the book The 50 Shades of Grey was actually based off fan fiction of Twilight, which, you know, if anybody who's read it, it says like specific things from Twilight. So I think, not that, you know, they like it, but I think there's a wider group than people, yeah, than they actually think there was.
So it's growing.
Yeah.
And before Twilight, people were wrapped up in the Harry Potter universe. Since the first Harry Potter movie in 2001, ending in 2011, the entire movie saga has earned a total of $2.3 billion domestically.
Why do you think people are drawn to these characters in the Harry Potter movies and other fantasy movies like that?
Because especially with Harry Potter, the author made it so that the characters are very relatable, and they go through all the same things that kids and teenagers go through, but on top of it, you get to do magic and be special, and that's way cooler than being normal.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa. Look,
stop. You're going to take someone's eye out. Besides, you're saying it wrong. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
As you can see, these fantasy movies and shows have been very successful among American audiences for years now. Their existence in fiction is not new, but the popular culture of today is still enthralled by their films and shows. Ramapo film teacher Neil Scott spoke about why he thinks these films are so successful.
It seems like people, when they watch these kind of movies, it's kind of like they just want to like suspend reality. Like, they're not looking for like Oscar nominations or stuff like that. They're just looking to go and, like, I guess, in a sense, turn their brain off for an hour and a half and just watch like a festival of just creatures they've never seen before and what happens. Like, that seems to be like some of their appeal. Like, what do you think about that?
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it allows us sort of early metaphor for film, which is always held true, I think, is this idea of sort of collective dreaming. So it's, but you know, and one of the sort of fundamental things, if you want to do sort of like a Jungian analysis, is this idea of these archetypes. So we can be this beautiful vampire, or we can be, if we're a woman, we can be sort of Kristen Stewart. Again, these sort of romantic, noble, archetypal ideas. I mean, these are especially romantic, so I think it applies to these.
Viewing parties and midnight releases of these films continue to pull massive crowds to their specific realm of fantasy. Whether it's the halls of Hogwarts, the zombie-infested streets of Atlanta, or the teenage melodrama of Twilight, true fans will gather to view and enjoy the scenes full of their favorite characters, plots, and ongoing storylines.
I'm Amanda Fama.
I'm Frank D'Abelito, WRPR News.